that put their lines on them and throw them way out there and have courts, you know, that put them angling out that way. And he always carried his gun with him in the fall of the year. And people never did pay no attention to you shooting ducks or things like that. Them older men, they wouldn't kill no squirrels when it was time from be raising little ones, you know, unless they killed a male squirrel. Now he, Uncle Babe could watch him and tell what the difference in the male and the female. And he never would kill a female, he'd always kill a male. Now he was sitting there fishing this, I believe, 8 ducks circle come over, and there's another fella down there watching the ducks. And he crawled and he saw the light in the stretch up there in the coffee stretch, and Uncle Babe was sitting up there to get his gun, and he's waiting for him to get together so he'd kill every one of them. He wouldn't waste a shell. And that fella, he crawled and crawled up to the bank, and just as he fixed and raised up, Uncle Babe shot. Boom! Just one time he jumped up and went looking for ducks and didn't iron get up. He come on up there and Uncle Babe had killed every one of them at one shot. They got just right.
Yeah.
I've seen him be a walking along and slipping up on something, and they'd look at him and he just stand there, have his foot already picked up, and just stand there, hold that foot up to, and he could see anything's eyes tell which way they're looking. He could see, and that cousin of mine that I was telling you about, he could see better than anybody but Uncle Babe that I ever saw. But I've seen him hold that foot up that way, be watching, and then whenever it look off, he'd put his foot down and get close. And you could be watching him out there. And if you ever looked off or batted your eyes, he'd be gone. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know where he went. The next thing you know, he'd clear up his throat, he'd be right behind you. He could get away from you so easy. I don't know how it was, but he could just walk off out through the woods, and if you ever batted your eyes or looked off, he's just like a deer. Hmm. You know, you can be sitting watching for a deer, and you can look off and then look back, and there'll be one standing there, and you won't hear him come up there. I've done that. I've been sitting, looking around, you know, and I'd look off and then look back, and there'd be a deer standing there looking at me, just standing there just as still.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't know where in the world he come from. Or you could bat your eye, be looking and bat your eye, and open them, there'd be one standing there. I've done that. I don't know how in the world it happened, but it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been through the woods, I guess, and see a flash, you know, see something. I don't know where you've stayed in the woods as much as I do or not, or used to. You can be walking and see a flash, you know, just look like a light or something, flash a little bit. Lots of people don't know what that is, but that's a deer doing that with his tail, hold his tail, his around under his tail, it looked greasy looking, and and he hold his tail down, and when he whirls, he throws his tail up like that and make it flash. It's just a reflection or something. I don't know what it is, but it's. Did you ever hear a deer whistle?
Whistle? Mm-hmm. They never could.
Well, they can.